Shelton, Senator Pierce, Senator Pete Kelly, and myself, Senator Miller. And again, I'd like to give appreciation to the committee for having the hearings last Monday when I was in Sitka, not necessarily wanting to be there, but I was there. And the committee did have public testimony on all these pieces of legislation last week. And so right now we're at the point where we'll basically be taking committee action upon all these bills. We're going to deal with House Bill 27, Senate Bill 73, Senate Bill 95, Senate Bill 98, and Senate Bill 105 will be moved to Wednesday as the prime sponsor is not yet ready to deal with that particular piece of legislation. And we also have Senator Wilkins in attendance. So the first piece of legislation we'll take up is House Bill 27, Graduate Student Loans. Is there committee discussion? What is the will of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I would move CS for House Bill number 27, Draft D, with accompanying zero fiscal notes in committee with the individual recommendations.
Okay. Is there objection? Hearing no objection, that has moved from committee with individual recommendation. The next item we'll take up is Senate Bill 73. And we have a proposed committee substitute, which would be passed out of this. And essentially, the proposed committee substitute, what it does is this is the assisted living rates, and what it does, it phases it in over a three-year period. These folks are in desperate need of a raise, but we also have budgetary problems that we have to deal with. So my thought, although this does not yet have a finance committee referral, it will certainly have to have one, and I expect Senator Pierce will assign it there tomorrow. But it's my attempt to help address the situation and yet at the same time try to deal with the financial problems that we deal with. So what it would do the first year, it would phase it into a $50 rate. The second year, it would phase it into a $75 rate. And the third year, it would phase it into a $100 rate. And quite frankly, that's my best attempt to try to deal with both problems. And I'd like to move it on up to finance and let the nine wise minds up there to try to see if this is a good approach or not. Senator Ellis.
Just a real quick question before we do that. And I have no problem moving it on, but it's something that I want to kind of watch. As you phased it in over 3 years, did you change at all the geographical differential?
I did not change, and that's going to be another committee discussion, I believe, that's going to have to take up on finance, the GEO difference rates. Because right now they are paying the GEO rate. I believe this bill would continue to allow the GEO rate to happen, but I believe that's a legitimate discussion for finance to have.
I agree with you, Mr. Chair, and I just think that. And I don't have a problem with geo differential rates. I just think that one that's been around since the beginning of time like that one has. Right.
And I just think this bill, from my understanding, would allow the geo rate to continue. But I believe that's a legitimate discussion for finance.
Thanks.
Senator Wilkins.
Mr. Chairman, are there any other changes from draft A to draft D? Is it just the...
I believe those are the only changes, yes.
Are you ready for a motion?
I believe we need to adopt the finance, or the changes first and then move it.
So move we adopt CS for Senate Bill 73, Hess version D, Lauterbach 320.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, we have adopted the committee substitute. You're welcome.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move Senate Bill 73, CS for Senate Bill 73, Hess be reported out of committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
With that objection, so ordered. That will bring us to Senate Bill 95. Which is the relating to combination of grades that constitute a junior high, middle high, or secondary school. There has been public hearing on that also. What is the discussion of the committee? Is there any discussion? What is the wish of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I would move from... I would move Senate Bill 95 from committee. I assume we're working off of version A there.
I believe we are.
I think so. I would move Senate Bill number 95, version A, with accompanying fiscal notes from committee with individual recommendations.
Is there objection? Hearing none, Senate Bill 95 is moved from committee.
Do we have a fiscal note?
I believe there is a fiscal note, yes.
I think properly described as a humongous fiscal note.
Yes. And the next committee of that it headed to is the Finance Committee, where they can deal with the fiscal note. But it is a $126 million fiscal note, yes.
A what?
$126 million fiscal note. Although I have come to my understanding that the last time the department changed the requirements for space, the fiscal note was zero. So it should be interesting.
$126 million. Excuse me. We have an Eddie.
And pretty soon we're going to be talking about real money.
So, Senate Bill has moved up tonight. Actually, I wanted the two to go together because my fiscal note fails in comparison to their fiscal note. Then the last item on today's calendar is Senate Bill 98, teacher tenure.
Mr. Chairman, could I get something on the record here?
Certainly.
On this teacher tenure. Just that Wrangell Public Schools had wanted to testify, or they had sent a letter in support of this bill, and they wanted that in the record. And we weren't able to get that in under public testimony last week.
Very well.
Mr. Chairman, I would also put on the record that I got a call from our school board in Fairbanks this morning knowing that this was going to be up today. And they will be passing a resolution Tuesday night in support of this bill.
Okay. Is there further committee discussion? Seeing no further committee discussion, what is the will of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move that Senate Bill 98 be reported out of committee with individual recommendations and no fiscal note.
Is there objection?
Yes.
There is objection. Discussion. Hearing no discussion, would you call the roll, please?
Senator Kelly?
Yes.
Senator Wilkins?
Yes.
Senator
Pierce?
Yes. Senator Elvin?
No.
Chairman Miller?
Yes. Passes on a 4-1 motion. And with that, that's the last item to come before today. And as I said, on Wednesday, if the bill is ready, we will take up Senate Bill 105. If it's not ready, what we will do, it'd be my plan with the number of confirmations that the House Committee receives each year. We will be certainly taking the Board of Regents, as there are a number of new board people, and going ahead and scheduling that. There's going to be a time in April that they're going to be here, and they'll all be before the committee. But what I would like to do is we're putting together a list of all the other appointees, and I'd like to give that list to each member of the committee, and for you to go through that list and see if there's people that you want to have come before the committee. If there's people on that list that we all feel comfortable with, I feel that there's really no need to schedule the time and expense for the individuals and the time and expense for the state to hear those people if there are no stated objections or not objections, but perceived problems or just wanting to look at those folks closer. I would like to have the list by next Wednesday to the committee, and certainly if there's somebody that we want to talk to, we will talk to them. But there's probably a lot of folks out there that it really doesn't matter one way or the other, and a lot of good folks. So that's kind of the direction I'd like to go, and I just want to make sure that's not a problem with anything on the committee if we do that.
You give us a list.
I will give you a list and the different. Senator Kelly, you have. So, but we hope to have that list together for Wednesday's meeting, and it'll be passed out at Wednesday's meeting. Mm-hmm. So, with that, we are adjourned.
Right.
Yes.